Good morning. It is 9:08, coming up on 9:09 here on the Mighty 690, and we're squeezing in a few more special guests for you here. And we are very pleased to have in studio with us Robert and Carol Marshall. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, it's great to have you in here, and I know that you, Robert, are going to be speaking at an upcoming event right here in Southeast Kansas at the Independence First Church of the Nazarene. There's actually a movie screening, I understand, tonight, and then speaking in engagement a couple tomorrow. So tell us a little bit. We've got that tomorrow from 10 to 2 and 3 to 7. Tell us a little bit about why you're here and what your 44-hour ministries is all about.
Well, we get tired of Texas. No, not really. basically, what it is to give the testimony and recount what happened to me on the 19th of May, 2024. I was in the intensive care unit at a major hospital in Fort Worth. I suffocated to death, and a shortened version is I died. I flatlined, and I was dead for 3 days. On the 23rd of May, they were just about ready to end and take me out of there. They didn't do it prior to that because Carol wouldn't allow them. We had what's called a living will, and it states that if they put me on any life support equipment, they cannot take me off for any reason whatsoever, unless she agreed for 14 days. And she wouldn't agree. She wasn't going to give up. They had me as brain dead. I was without oxygen and heartbeat for 90 minutes. And I was, as one pastor said, he was graveyard dead, which is a hard thing to understand because I'm sitting here talking to you. What they did not know was that I had gone to heaven, Jesus taught me the entire time I was there, and he told me he would send me back with a miracle that no one could deny. He said he would send me back with a new brain, new heart, new kidney, new liver, everything new as if nothing had ever happened. He said he would give me a complete memory of my entire life and a complete memory of everything that he taught me while I was in heaven, and what I experienced, what I saw. And then he commanded me to share that with anybody, anywhere, anytime, any place that he put in front of me. Obviously, you're in front of me, and so are the people out there listening. And that is all I have done since I've come back. It's been just a little over 2 years now. It's just a blessing to be alive, obviously. But it was a blessing to die because I actually got to meet Jesus. And I now get to share that. Carol is the one, the strong one. She's going through everything down here with her husband having lain in there dead. And I was just gallivanting around heaven. I was just enjoying heaven. But Carol, people ask me, well, why did she not allow them to end it? And I say, you have to ask her.
Yeah, we'll answer that. What's the answer?
Well, so rehabilitation is my background, and I knew what I was facing. I knew that I was probably going to be having someone who was quite disabled, but I was willing to take that step just because I love him so much. We had an agreement that I get 14 days to decide to give him a chance to come back. And once he came back and we knew he was going to survive, we didn't know if his lungs would sustain him because his lungs were so damaged from what had happened to him. But I hung in there, and on the third day he squeezed my fingers. Then I really hung in there. It was a long haul. He was on a ventilator for 21 days. And then he came off the ventilator and went from ICU to critical care. And that's where the rehab started. And that's where he stood for the first time. It was a debilitating illness that he had. But I was willing to hang in there and make sure that whatever I could do for him from a rehab standpoint, I was willing to do.
Well, I mean, it was, I'm sure, a harrowing experience for you to go through. But my goodness, look where you are now. And I mean, what a genuine miracle.
Right. And that's what we talk about. And I do want to emphasize this. It's a genuine miracle. There's no question. I should not be here. And if I were here, I should not be able to talk or even hold a conversation or anything. But it's not my miracle. It's not about me. It is truly about Jesus. It's his miracle. All I did was die. Everything else is in him. And that's the important part. The books I've written, everything else are from him. I tell people I died at 75 and it was a good life. bad life, good, bad, all kinds of things, like normal. But this life is not mine. This is truly his, and I am truly a vessel just for him to share that word. In addition to sharing the testimony, I do open up for questions and answers to anybody that's there, and we'll answer questions for as long as we can be there. And of course, those are questions about heaven, God, Jesus, the Bible, that type of thing. Don't ask me for the lottery numbers. I don't know those. But it is just an absolute blessing to share him with everybody that they know he is alive.
That's great. We're speaking with Robert and Carol Marshall here with 44 Hours Ministries. And, you know, we hear about these, you know, maybe near-death experiences sometimes on the radio, television. I mean, people say the whole tunnel thing. I mean, can you talk about, you know, what any experience of, you know, what it's like? Because that's something that, you know, I'm sure is one of the biggest questions for humanity.
Well, absolutely. You got about 16 hours. or 3 days. That's what we try to cover in my presentations, where people are there that can ask questions. But when I did die, I hovered above the ICU, looking down on everything. And I actually was there for just a short period of time watching what was going on. And I floated out into the hall and saw Carol. Of course, she was crying. I figured, well, I guess maybe she really does love me. I don't know. I'd never seen her cry that way. And I floated back in, and then instantly I was in heaven. I did not go through a tunnel of light. I wasn't met by a band of angels. I was immediately standing in heaven. And it wasn't a vision. It wasn't a dream. I was physically there. And it was the most incredible feeling that you ever have. It's absolute total peace, absolute total love that permeates you. And the visionary, the trees, the flowers, the just everything is just unbelievable. I mean, we literally, it would take hours right now to settle. That's why I do go around talking to people and answering the questions. But it was just the most incredible thing that I have ever experienced. The greatest thing that ever happened to me was I died. That was the second. The greatest thing that ever happened to me was I actually accepted Jesus and was saved. I wouldn't have gone to heaven if I didn't. Consequently, this next was that I actually got to die. Most people won't say, well, thank goodness I died, but I was happy about it. Carol wasn't so happy, but she was persistent. The doctors went to her every day from the 19th of May all the way through the 23rd, trying to convince her to end all the life support equipment because there was no hope. They realized that you cannot be without oxygen that long and have any recovery whatsoever. But then once again, they didn't realize that they weren't in control. God is. And he had other reasons, and his purpose was to send me back. And he did send me back. Now, they did almost convince her on the 23rd of May that I was going to go. But as she said, I squeezed her fingers. And I knew what they were getting ready to do. I said, no, guys, I'm in here. I'm back, you know. And, of course, she squeezed mine back. I squeezed hers again. She came in for a third time. I didn't have it in me to squeeze it. And then, of course, she got excited. And we're both actually going to be talking about this at the Independence Church of Nazarene on Saturday, at the both sessions. And also Sunday morning I'll be talking. Carol will be talking as well, and give her point, what she went through. People ask me, well, why did she not pull it? I'm going to say, you're going to have to ask her that, because I wasn't there. I was in heaven enjoying the peace, the love, the calm, and learning a lot. But Carol, she's the strong one in this bunch. She's tough. You want to try and sum up why you didn't?
You know, I kind of like you.
She's got a lot more than that.
I was willing to go in it for the long haul. What I know about rehab, I was willing to do.
Willing to do it. Well, I'm grateful for it anyway.
It is definitely a fantastic message, I think. And, you know, what is it like, you know, what was it like actually coming back? Because that's just unusual, you know?
It was humbling, number one, because of the way that I was sent back. He didn't just let me come back and just continue in the state that my body was in. My body was destroyed. My brain was destroyed. I would have been literally, as he said, if I sent you back the way you were, you would be self-contained within that body. And it would just be a matter of time until that would decay further and you would be back anyway. But I wouldn't be able to do anything, interact. And that's when he said, I could and would send you back with some caveats and conditions. And he would give me a new brain, new heart, everything. When I came back, there's a little more than that, but it's rather lengthy. come to the Nazarene church here and you can get the whole story, as it takes a little bit longer to say. But it was amazing. My entire life changed. I'm literally not the same person I was before. It is, my entire life is just literally to share his message, his word, his love. And I thought I had a good life before, but it was nothing compared to this. This is just, I tell people when I go and talk or I speak in different places or travel around the country or the world, wherever it's at, it's like I'm going on vacation. Because I get to talk to people that I like. I get to interact about the greatest somebody, greatest God in the world, in the universe, the only one. I get to share that and share his love. You go on vacation, you like to talk to people about something that you like, you're interested. And that's what I get to do. I mean, I'm blessed. That's my whole job. It's not even a job. My blessing, my calling, whatever, is to share him. And it is just miraculous. And then, of course, I get to be with Carol as well.
So when they took him...
She's a perk.
When they took him off the ventilator, I had a dry erase board because he still had no ability to talk because it's the trach. Mm-hmm. And I had a dry erase board for him. And in teeny tiny letters, he wrote, I died last night. And it had been 2.5 weeks since he died. And so the tears came out like a 2-year-old.
She cries a lot.
he had the capacity to write.
Wow.
And that's earth-shattering from what he's been through. Yeah. So that was the very first conversation.
Was there any change in the perception of time on your end?
Yes. That is unbelievable. First of all, there is no time in heaven. So I'm in a thing where there... time free zone, if you would call it. There is no time. It's always a perpetual now. And the time in heaven, you could go through a billion years where you might 5 minutes would pass here because you can't correlate and it's hard to comprehend. When I came back, that's something that was I deal with because my brain works constantly now. And it's I like where there's no time. You can get a lot more done. But I've learned to kind of not step out of it, but go to that where I can get a lot done, whether it's writing a book or do whatever it is. I can get done in the time frame that is not really feasible if you were to just do it here. So he's given me a lot of abilities to do things that were pertinent to his sharing the word, because he wants his word to get out there, his message to everybody in the world. And that's what we've been trying to do. We've reached, we think, probably about 20, 30 million people so far in the last 2 years. We get emails on our website all the time where they can ask questions and, you know, make comments and so on. And of course, they can go there, and we have an app that we have that audiobooks are on and some Christian music. And
what is that website if people want to check it out?
What you do is, it's 44 hours in heaven ministries.org, or you can just type in 44 hours in heaven.org. They'll both go to the same website, but it's 44 hours in heaven ministries.org. And in there, of course, we have books that I've written that are for sale, donations to go to the ministry. It's a 501c3. And Christian music, and you get audiobooks, and you can submit questions, and we have teachings. And on that, if you go, there is an app. You can only get the app on the website, and you'll see the app button up there, and it has the audiobooks and so on and everything else, and live podcast and live events that we've done in different churches that are in there. It's video and audio. And when they get that, any new music we do goes on there. Any new books go on there. They can get it all right there. And it, when you download it, well, you get it. You, as long as you have an internet connection, you can get it on any device, be it Apple, iPhone, computer, notepad. All you need is an internet connection anywhere in the world, and you can access that app. But you do have to get it through 44hoursinheavenministries.org.
Fantastic. So can you remind us when you're going to be speaking here in Independence?
I will be tonight. We're doing a viewing of the Passion Play, a movie. It's an hour and 45 minutes. I believe that starts at 6 o'clock this evening, Friday. Tomorrow I'll be speaking from 10 until 2. And then we'll have another session from 3 until 7. And then Sunday morning I'll be talking, I believe it's at 10 o'clock on. So
yeah, it looks like that service starts at 10:30.
Okay.
You gave me the posters, so I cheated you out there. So
I just show up. They tell me when.
That's right.
Just go here.
I'm sure you got a lot going on here. Well, sir, it is really great to hear from you. What a great message. And Carol, you both, I think, have a very impactful message. So I hope folks can check it out.
Thank you.
And again, thank you so much for coming on by here today, and hope folks can enjoy your talk here in Independence, and check out your website. And again, just thank you for sharing that message here today.
Thank you for inviting us.
Our pleasure. Thank
Absolutely.
You. Absolutely. Thank you for letting us share Jesus.
Great to have you here, Robert and Carol Marshall, here on the Mighty 690. And straight ahead, we are going to have our update from Keith Beaumont with Sun Group. That's next.